from the Mercy One studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Well, welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here in Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thank you so much for joining me today, friends. It is Monday, June 14th. We got a great show in store for you. Travis Shelton is going to be on, a professional financial coach and helping families and small businesses do this money stuff better, as he says. And we're going to talk about when money comes before meaning, the emotional money hurdles costing us our generosity and happiness. We're going to talk to him about this topic of money. Yes, it is a topic for us as believers to really get our handle around, because, you know, this is it's a powerful force money can be in our lives. And as you know, oftentimes can replace or get in the way strongly of the spiritual life, but handling our money better can really do wonders for it as well and put it in its rightful place, not as a god, but as a servant. We'll talk to Travis Shelton all about it about 7:15 today. Megan Selwa, TV 13 meteorologist, going to be on in the first half hour here to give us our live weekly update for the weather this week. Pope Francis, all that is beautiful, all that is good belongs to God. We'll have that for you. And as it is continued, the feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, as we celebrated, it is the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus as well. Seven powerful prayers guaranteed to increase your devotion to the Sacred Heart. I've got those prayers for you. I won't be able to read them verbatim because, well, the show's not 3 hours long, but I will point you to these prayers, and you can Google them and do some of your research for it. But I thought these were really, really good. We'll have that for you coming up here soon. Jimmy, I'll have your traffic. Mark Amadeo again, news and sports, and we'll have your saint of the day in the second half hour. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now. News and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
You hear that little rasp in my voice?
I thought, Yeah, someone was screaming over the weekend.
I lost my voice over the weekend.
I wonder where. Oh, yeah. Wrigley Field, Chicago, starting on Friday, and what a rally that was by the Cubs.
Unbelievable, man. In fact, I've got, you know, the Anthony Rizzo 14-pitch home run. In the second half hour, I'm going to play 43 seconds of the video I got of that. I was telling Deacon Tony and Jimmy, you know, my dad, he had his video on all throughout the game. And I thought, you know, Dad, you're wasting your battery. This is, you know, you don't need to video everything. Well, then Anthony hits pitch 9. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I should turn it on now. Then he hit pitch 11. And I thought, I got to turn it on. Then pitch 14. So I took my phone out. At pitch 14, I whipped it out, and I just turned on the video, and I said, something good could happen here. And he hit that home run, and I have never in my life seen Wrigley Field like that. It was a lot of fun.
Well, that was the first time in over a year, probably 2 years, that Wrigley Field has been at full capacity. Last year they played, but there was no fans. But, yeah, that was quite an at-bat, and saw it also. And how about those Cubs? They rallied to tie it, and then they win it later in the ball game.
Just crazy.
They sweep the Cardinals, and I know some real good Cardinal friends of mine, mm-hmm. and they're probably a little upset, but they swept them, and rightly so. That was a good series.
Now, Joseph and I made the big board.
You did?
We did. I had, during the YMCA, I had Joseph on my shoulders, and one of the camera guys came by, and he stopped abruptly, and he saw Joseph just go nuts, and put us on the video board, and it was hilarious because, you know, everyone's high-fiving Joseph after that, and one of the guys taps Joseph on the shoulder, and he says, hey, man, can I have your autograph? And Joseph puts everything down, and he says, yeah, sure. I said, Joseph, he's joking, buddy. He's joking. Dead serious.
No, he's not, Dad. Yeah. No, he's not, Dad.
No problem, man.
That is awesome. Well, I'm glad you had a great experience. Probably a very warm weekend in Chicago, but nonetheless, excitement, and we're back outdoors, and things are starting to gradually open up, but we need more people to get vaccinated. That's the whole key to all this. There's a great article in the paper about that the other day. I think it might have been yesterday, talking about, well, what we have now, we have because people are vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And just keep that in mind. We're still not at 70%. That would be a nice threshold to meet by the 4th of July, but we're getting there.
Well, I tell you, it was one of those moments where you're kind of looking around at 40,000 people and you're thinking, okay, I think we're back. I think we are back.
Well, we're coming back.
Yeah.
What people don't understand is there's other strains of this virus, and if you get vaccinated now, it helps prevent the new strain. There's some other stuff coming in, and we're going to be seeing that this fall. I think we'll be back in mass this fall, unfortunately, but that's the way it looks if we don't make progress. But hey, enjoy this. This is a lot of fun, and it was a lot of fun watching the Cubs this weekend, especially last night.
It most certainly was.
Did I say they swept the Cardinals?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you can't say that one enough.
I know it. Well, glad you made it back safely. As I told Matt Wilkham, our executive director, who substituted for you on Friday, I did two reports, one from the Mitchellville rest area and one from Grinnell's exit ramp on I-80 because I was heading to Cedar Rapids. And I said, we have to have at least one Cub fan on the morning show because Matt's a Brewer fan. So yeah. I decided I'll just make exceptions for this morning.
We'll see if we can convert them.
We'll try. All right, well, let's get right to it this morning on this Monday, June 14th, from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa. We have partly cloudy skies, 70 degrees, beautiful morning out, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, the humidity down to 57%, so good morning to be outdoors. Today it'll be partly to mostly sunny. The reason I say that, northwest Iowa has some spotty showers, and those clouds and some of that precipitation could move into central Iowa, so we'll see partly to mostly sunny conditions. Less humidity today, a high of 90 degrees with northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low of 64 degrees, and then tomorrow and Wednesday, highs are mostly sunny, dry, highs right around 90 degrees, and on Thursday, there's a chance of rain and thunderstorms, a high of 90 degrees, along with Friday will be partly cloudy and dry and a high of 90 degrees. And of course, Megan will be here at the bottom of the hour to bring you that extended forecast and talk about our potential rain chances here in central Iowa. Well, in the news on this Monday morning, Iowa's drought picture is worsening, unfortunately. This week's U.S. Drought Monitor shows nearly all of Iowa as abnormally dry or in some form of drought. The northern half of the state, including most of central Iowa, is in a moderate drought. Several northwest Iowa counties are in severe drought. The National Weather Service here in Des Moines says it's unlikely rainfall totals will be enough to erase the dry conditions. The dry conditions are a growing concern for corn and soybean growers counting on timely rains for their crops. Now, drought is also deepening in several upper Midwest states, including North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Northeast and northwest Nebraska are also experiencing dry conditions. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Friday night we had high school baseball. It was number 6 Dowling Catholic defeating Des Moines Roosevelt 6-5 at George Cordero Field on the campus of Dowling Catholic High School. The 6th-ranked Maroons improved their record to 14-1, and the Maroons won the game in the bottom of the 7th with an RBI single by Blake Anderson as he scored Owen Brout with the game-winning run for Dowling Catholic. Yesterday, AAA baseball right here in Des Moines, the iCubs concluded a 6-game homestand as Columbus defeated the Iowa Cubs by the score of 6-3 at Principal Park. Today is a day off for the iCubs. Tomorrow they travel and open up a 6-game road series at the St. Paul Saints in St. Paul, Minnesota. First pitch tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams involved, as John and I were discussing earlier, in the National League Central, it's all tied up right now. The Cubs and Brewers share first place. The Cubs last night swept all 3 games from the Cardinals, and the Cubs beat the Cardinals last night 2-0. St. Louis falls 6 games back of the Brewers and Cubs, while Milwaukee yesterday defeated Pittsburgh 5-2. In the American League, well, the Chicago White Sox are 5.5 games in front of everybody else in first place in the American League Central. The White Sox beat Detroit 4-1, Houston down Minnesota 14-3, and Oakland defeated the Kansas City Royals 6-3. And today's Dowling Catholic sports calendar has high school softball and baseball. Dowling on the road tonight at Urbandale. Both games start at 5 o'clock. The Dowling baseball team is ranked sixth. They have a record of 13-1. They'll take on third-ranked Urbandale. And again, that's 5 o'clock doubleheaders beginning at Urbandale tonight. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, currently partly cloudy skies, 70 degrees here. Northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, the humidity at 57%. And today it'll be partly to mostly sunny. We could see some clouds move in from some of those storms in northwest Iowa. Less humidity, a high of 90 degrees with northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Monday morning. John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We're starting off accident-free for Monday, which is a great way to do that. And heading into downtown for both the east and west, makes a run in 7 minutes from both directions. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. God asks us to trust that his love is always at work through our good deeds, even if we do not see the results we had hoped for, the Holy Father saying during his Sunday Angelus address yesterday. He said, quote, "Even the seed of our good works may seem small, yet all that is good belongs to God and therefore humbly, slowly bears fruit." And I think that's important for us to remember, friends. You know, we think that we got to go out there and change the world. Well, changing the world doesn't mean doing something big. You know, it doesn't mean, you know, all of a sudden all eyes on us. You know, something huge. You know, I got to be the Mother Teresa of the world. It doesn't mean that at all. It just really means fulfilling the next holy thing or the next deed, good deed in my life with holiness and faith in God. You know, that's where we got to concentrate. If we put all of our efforts there and to the next right thing, just do the next right thing with goodness and holiness. That's where we got to be. And if we can put our sights on that, sometimes we get, you know, we get years down the road at times in our lives. You know, I know we've got big plans and I know we've got a lot of things that we want to do. But at the same time, you know, we sometimes can put the cart in front of the horse. Instead, let's just concentrate on the next holy thing. And then from there, the next holy thing. And from there, the next thing that God gives us. Even the small things, the Holy Father says. In the parable, the first parable for a Sunday's Mass, Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a man who scatters seed on the land. As time passes, the seeds sprout and grow, and the man knows not how. The second parable, the Holy Father says, Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, quote, "the smallest of all the seeds of the earth, which once it is sown, springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." The Holy Father explained that this is how God works. Sometimes the din of the world, together with the many activities that fill our days, prevent us from stopping and seeing how the Lord leads history, he said. And yet the gospel assures us God is at work, like a small good seed, which silently and slowly sprouts. You know, I went to the Holy Name Cathedral in Chicago yesterday for Mass with my parents and my son. And the priest, he gave a great homily, and he talked about the seeds in our life that are growing. You know, and he said that he went to his niece's graduation party, and he was a very old priest, I mean, probably in his 90s. And he said, you know, he couldn't believe how much his niece has grown. He remembers when his niece was born. You know, now here she is going off to college. And he said that there was not, you know, moments there where it was just kind of like from baby to college. You know, it was incremental growth that all of us, that happens to all of us. You know, we're not just kind of born and then the next day we're going off to college. It's incremental growth. And sometimes we don't notice that growth. You know, I sent a picture. We went on this like little fun, you know, cruise around Chicago on Saturday, and I sent a picture of Joseph in the background. There's, you know, all of Chicago, and it was awesome. It was just a fun little 40-minute cruise to see the city. And I sent that picture off to his great-grandma, Teresa's grandmother, and I sent it off to his grandmother, Teresa's mom. And both of them just fired back a text right away. "Look at how big he is. I cannot believe he doesn't look like the same kid." Yeah, not to me. Well, he looks the same. you know, but I'm with him every day and I see him. You know, there's times where you're just kind of like, man, you are growing. You know, I remember when, but at the same time, you know, I don't notice the growth from yesterday to today, from today to tomorrow. And so too, this is God working. Sometimes we don't notice it. You know, sometimes it's very small, it's incremental, but yet God is still working. And do we have faith that God is still working, even in those things that we want, and maybe they're way down the line? Do we have faith in the small steps to be able to get there? Or faith in the time that God has rather than our time? I think that's really, in a lot of ways, what the Holy Father is getting at here. So you can go to CatholicNewsAgency.com. His full Sunday general audience address is there. All right, when we come back, Travis Shelton is going to be on. The topic, when money comes before meaning, the emotional money hurdles costing us our generosity and happiness. We're going to talk about how this also intersects with our faith. Travis Shelton next. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you, friends, for being a part of the show today. And thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. We appreciate you, the Pugh family, a Catholic veteran-owned family. You've been with us now for a while, serving families all across central Iowa. Beautiful-looking landscapes. 515-493-1060, fivesonsnaturescapes.com. That is fivesonsnaturescapes.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Storm Alert Weather is provided by Divine Treasures. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230.
Having rejoiced for 50 days following Easter, the apostles began to prepare for their departure from Jerusalem to spread Christ's message. Hi, this is Matt Wilkham, Executive Director for Iowa Catholic Radio. Tradition has it that they began a fast with prayer to ask God to strengthen their resolve and to be with them in their missionary undertakings. Iowa Catholic Radio requires this same spiritual as well as financial support as we are sent out on mission to connect listeners with Christ. Prayerfully consider a sustaining gift of $20 a month. Donate at iowacatholicradio.com. Thank you.
You are the anchor for my soul. You won't let go. You won't let go.
Thanks for joining me today, friends. Now, you can tell the rasp in my voice here. I barely got it coming back from Chicago for a Cubs game and with Joseph. And what a time that was for Joseph's first Cubs game. Just had a blast. So in the second half hour here, I'm going to play you that home run that Anthony Rizzo hit off the 14th pitch, which was the most pitches in Cubs history since the year 1900 that a player had. So we'll have some fun there in the second half hour. Let's go to our next guest. Professional financial coach helping families and small businesses all across central Iowa here with the money stuff. Travis Shelton joins me. Hey, Travis.
Hey, thank you so much. Grateful to be here.
Good to have you on, my friend. I know you were giving a talk to small businesses and just individuals, and this is kind of your thing. It's helping people understand money and allowing it, hopefully, it not to get in the way of the spiritual life. We'll talk about this that in a second, but to be more generous and to be happy with it. The title is When Money Comes Before Meaning. Where does that kind of stem from? Money before meaning.
I mean, I think it's really a testament to our culture that we live in this culture that pursues more, and we live as if money is going to be the thing that makes us happy. And I see it over and over. I saw it myself many years ago, and it really spurred me to want to engage in this topic more vocally and maybe helping people see it differently and have a different perspective. And maybe that money will play a different role in their life.
So let me ask, just straightforward, does money buy happiness? Can money get me happy?
Well, yes and no. And what they've found in the research is that money makes us really, really happy until our basic needs are met.
Mm.
And once our needs are met, plus maybe a little bit more, money doesn't make us that much happier. But because we felt the happiness getting there, we just assume that it's going to be a straight line up to the moon, and more and more and more will continue to make us happier. But what they have found is that line really evens out once our basic needs are met.
I read a study on that years ago, and I don't remember exactly where it was, but it was something to the effect of they dropped basically $1 million in people's laps, and they found, and they studied them from where they were the day before to where they were the day after, and the spike was just incredible of quote unquote happiness when they had that $1 million. But when they went back a year later, that they actually had leveled off to where they were the previous day from when they got the $1 million, that they leveled back to the level of happiness that they were all along. So what you're saying is there can be a spike there. Sure, you win the lottery. Hey, let's go, buy that house and stuff. But pretty soon, day 3, 4, 5, you're thinking, I got everything I need.
Yeah, that's a great study. It's called the hedonic treadmill.
Oh, you've heard that?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
This is a world famous study. And
oh, yes, world famous. Yeah,
world
famous,
of course. Yeah. But they did two groups of people. They actually did people who won the lottery, and they did people who became paralyzed. And they looked at and they studied these folks, and they found out, surprisingly, if you win the lottery, you're really happy.
Yeah.
And if you become paralyzed, you're really unhappy. They came back 6 months later. The happiness level of the lottery winners came back down to where it was previous. And the people who became paralyzed, their happiness went back up to where
really?
It was previously. We just have a baseline of happiness. And the money is not going to make us happy long term, but we feel the euphoria of it in the short term.
So how did we end up here in the culture? If we know this, if the quote-unquote science says it, we know it philosophically, we certainly know it spiritually, why are we here? Why is so many in the world chasing it?
I think it's because that's all we see, and that's all we feel. We turn on the TV, we turn on the movies, we listen to the music, we look at our next-door neighbors, we look at our coworkers. Everyone is doing it, and thus it must be the right thing. And I think we've just spiraled down this track. And I would like to say that it discriminates based on income. Maybe it discriminates based on faith, but unfortunately it doesn't. Whether you make a lot or you make a little, we're subject to it. And whether we're a person of faith or not, we're still subject to it, unfortunately.
So if money doesn't buy happiness, what does?
Well, they found there's three things they've spent tens of millions of dollars on these studies trying to figure this out.
And it's funny they have to spend that much money to get this results.
I know. And there's three things that really stand out, and they're things I really love thinking about and talking about. Number one, it's work that matters.
Mm.
It's waking up every day excited for what you're about to do. Number two, it's deep and meaningful relationships. Having authenticity and having people that can love you and that you'll love them and they have your back.
Huge.
And then number three is generosity, which is the most ironic one, because if we operate our lives thinking that more money and more stuff's going to make us happier, generosity is the antithesis of that, because every dollar we give is one less dollar we have. But they have found that there is a direct correlation between generosity and our happiness.
You said you've got a kind of a personal story here on this. I mean, you spent some of your life kind of chasing money, and when did you kind of hit the brick wall and say, this isn't it?
I think for me, it's kind of an embarrassing journey for me, but I had a great career in commercial real estate. It was fun, and the promotions kept coming, and the income kept coming. And I'm looking around and I'm seeing my peers and I'm seeing just people in my world, and it doesn't look like we're that much happier. And ultimately, I just felt this call to go do something different, this call to go help people, because I thought to myself, I know so much about money. Why am I in such a weird position here? And it just, I just felt that deep call by God to go do something different. And so for me, I took a step away from my career, my family. I have a wife that stays home. I had two little toddlers, and we took a 90% pay cut to go do something different. And
90%?
90%. Which was a big step. It's not 90% today.
Yeah.
It was 90% when it happened. It was exactly 2 years ago.
My goodness. You got an 8 o'clock appointment today?
No.
Okay. Do you want to stay on for my second segment?
Sure.
All right, let's do it, because I want to talk a little bit about the spiritual side of this, because you are a deeply spiritual man, and we're going to talk about how this intersects with faith here coming up in the second half hour. So I just so happened didn't have a guest scheduled, and I think you are interesting enough that I think people are going to want to hear this a little bit, because I don't know. Someone taking a 9—I've heard of 50%. I've heard of maybe 30% and maybe, I don't know, 60%, but 90% a pay cut, especially with a family, to do something like that. That is, makes me nervous now, and I already know the end of the story here. Let's go to Megan Selwa, TV 13 meteorologist. Hi, Megan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. What do we got coming up on the show?
Well, we have another hot day on the way.
Mm-hmm.
It was, well, I was going to say it was steamy this weekend. It was hot this weekend, but luckily we didn't quite have as much humidity as we had earlier last week, so that was kind of helpful. But temperatures definitely got warm, and we will be back up in the 90s again today. I'm expecting a high of about 90 degrees this afternoon. It will be mostly sunny, and there is a north wind. It's a relatively light wind, about 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight, skies will stay clear. Temperatures will drop to 61 degrees overnight. Into Tuesday, more sunshine is expected, with another day with temperatures hitting 91 degrees and light winds. Wednesday will be sunny with a high up at about 88 degrees. So Wednesday we'll see a touch of a drop in the temperatures very briefly. But we do see those temperatures boost back up. Another warm front moves through Thursday. Skies will stay mostly sunny and temperatures will reach 95 degrees. Overnight lows will be close to 70 into Friday morning. And it will be, again, on Friday, mostly sunny, but back in the upper 80s with a high of 88. So a little up and down there. Now, next weekend, a little bit of some relief. Temperatures do, well, okay, I'm going to say that very carefully because it may not be relief. Some people. We'll be back in the mid-80s for daytime highs next Saturday and Sunday. And skies look mostly sunny and dry. I really wish I had some rain in the forecast.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This trend of dry weather does look to continue, and I'm really not seeing any rain chances this week.
I mowed my lawn last week, and I don't even think I'm going to have to mow it this week.
Yeah, you really won't need to. So, yeah, the yards, a lot of people probably would just start letting them go dormant at this point, unless they do want to keep up with the watering. But I know Des Moines is concerned with water, and I've heard rumblings of how they're asking people to do odd and even days and that sort of thing, too. So, yeah, we could really use some rain. It's hard not to get it right now because June is typically the month that we see the most rain. And we really need about an inch of rain a week, especially for the farmers and the crops that are out there.
Yeah, we need to pray for that, folks. All right, Megan Selwa, TV 13 meteorologist. Have a great week, Megan.
You have a good week as well. Thank you.
All right, coming up here in the second half hour, more with Travis Shelton. He is a professional financial coach, and we've been talking about, does money buy happiness? In the first segment, we'll talk about how money intersects with our faith and how we can protect our souls, really, when it comes to not allowing, as the world has that relationship with money, to allow a different relationship with our Lord first, and as the money as a servant to all of our things. And be a little bit more generous, too. Travis has all the keys for that coming up here in the second half hour. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you for being a part of the show, my friends. And thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We appreciate you for underwriting the show. GoldenRulePHC.com. I like the new cars that are driving around out there. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thanks for underwriting the show. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus continues to expand his disciples' understanding of Jewish teachings by teaching them the deeper meaning that was originally intended. This one is often misunderstood as Jesus telling us to be pacifists or neutral when we encounter conflict, which certainly isn't wrong to avoid. This doesn't mean we acquiesce and give up the practice of the faith when we're confronted. Instead, we persevere if we truly hold it dear.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thanks for joining me today, friends. Appreciate you being a part of the show.
Deacon Tony. Oh, I got no voice.
I got it. I don't know.
It's scratchy.
I know.
I don't have a de-scratch button over here.
No. It's just the way it is. Coming off of a Chicago weekend, friends, at the my son's first Cubs game. And that was a lot of fun. I'll play a little clip for you here coming up, and you'll hear which is why I lost my voice. All right, Deacon Tony, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Christ. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
But a guy that just texted in, he says, great guest. Money doesn't buy happiness. And he's asking, how does one discern giving with more intentions and align with faith? Do people that donate and volunteer have more happiness? We'll have that for you here coming up in the second half hour with Travis Shelton, our 7:45 guest. Once again, I don't often ask people to repeat or to come back, not to repeat themselves, but to kind of come on for a second segment. But he's interesting enough, so we'll get to it. All right, Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
All right, I want you to hang around right after your segment. I'm going to play this, all right?
I will certainly do that, John. I'll be on the line. I can't wait.
We'll have some fun there.
Your voice is holding up somewhat. Yeah. You know, I you're doing well considering you might be a little raspy from all the cheering going on. Oh. Where were you sitting at? In the bleachers at Wrigley, or
you
where were
we
at this weekend?
We were not in the bleachers. We were in a 222, so just under the overhang in the shade. So we got really fortunate with that because, you know, I could sit in the bleachers every game, but Mom and Dad didn't want to. They wanted the kind of the more secure seating.
And did you see the cup snake last night?
I did.
They were doing that. That was
I did
awesome.
See that. Yeah, we were at my brother-in-law's and sister's last night, and for my dad's 70th birthday. It was a great weekend, you know, because everyone knows I love the Cubs, and that was Friday, you know, Joseph's game, and my parents' 45th anniversary was Saturday, and Dad's 70th birthday was Sunday, yesterday.
Wow.
So it was a big weekend of celebration for them.
Well, happy anniversary, Dave and Julie Leonetti. And Dave, another happy birthday. The retired fireman celebrating
yes,
another birthday. I love it.
Yes, sir.
It.
We had a lot of fun, so it was a good weekend.
So you were in the left field
stands. No, right? On the right, first base side. First base.
Okay.
And,
I got you. So, yeah, it was quite the environment at Wrigley Field. I didn't know if you were part of that snake they had going. They tried to get it in two sections last night, and they didn't quite get it down to the bottom section, but they were working on it.
They were having some fun, no doubt about that.
It's good to see that back, and good to see you had a good time with the family, John. I have tickets. I haven't decided which game I'm going to this year, but we have tickets from last year that we're going to move over to this year to Wrigley Field. As you probably know, one of my relatives way back in the 70s played for the Cubs, and that's how I became a Cub fan.
Hmm.
That and my grandmother's sisters were nuns in Clinton, and they were relatives of Larry Bittner, who lives up in Pocahontas, still going strong as a farmer up there, but
That's
he
great.
Played for the Cubs. He was utility guy, first base and outfield for him. So
Very
he
cool.
became Cub fans in the 70s.
There you go. Well, you got more years than I do. It was a lot of fun.
It certainly was, and it is a great environment, so I'm glad you had fun. All right, we'll get moving here on this Monday. As you heard from Megan, it's going to be a very warm one once again this week with little rain in store. From the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, we have partly cloudy skies, 70 degrees, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. The humidity down at 57%. It's a very pleasant morning. We do have some rain and spotty showers in northwest Iowa. We could see some of those clouds later today. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny here in central Iowa with less humidity. High of 90 degrees with northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight will be mostly clear. Overnight low is 64 degrees. And tomorrow and Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs right around 90 both days. On Thursday, there's our next chance of rain and thunderstorms. A high of 90 degrees and partly cloudy and dry by Friday. And another high of 90 degrees. Well, in the news on this Monday morning, Iowa's drought picture is worsening. This week's U.S. Drought Monitor shows nearly all of Iowa as abnormally dry in some form of drought. The northern half of the state, including most of central Iowa, is in a moderate drought. Several northwest Iowa counties are in severe drought. The National Weather Service in Des Moines says it's unlikely rain totals will be enough to erase the dry conditions. The dry conditions are a growing concern for corn and soybean growers, counting on timely rains for their crops. Now, drought is also deepening in several upper Midwest states, including North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Northeast and northwest Nebraska are also experiencing dry conditions. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Friday night, there was high school baseball, and the 6th-ranked Dowling baseball team improved their record to 14-1 as they won it in the bottom of the 7th. They defeated Roosevelt by the score of 6-5 at George Cordero Field. Blake Anderson, an RBI single in the bottom of the 7th, scored Owen Brout with the winning run for Dowling Catholic. Yesterday's AAA baseball right here in Des Moines, the I-Cubs ended a 6-game homestand as Columbus Clippers defeated the I-Cubs 6-3 at Principal Park. Today's a day off for the I-Cubs, and they travel to St. Paul, Minnesota. Take on the St. Paul Saints. First pitch tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Yeah, they open up a 6-game road series in St. Paul. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some Midwest teams involved. Well, the Cubs and Brewers remain in first place in National League Central. Cubs last night shut out the Cardinals 2-0 to sweep that weekend series, while Milwaukee down Pittsburgh 5-2 in the American League. The first-place Chicago White Sox swept the weekend series from Detroit, winning 4-1 yesterday. They're now 5.5 games in front of in first place in the American League Central. Houston down Minnesota 14-3, and Oakland defeated the Kansas City Royals by the score of 6-3. And today's Dowling Catholic sports calendar has high school softball and baseball, both Dowling teams on the road at Urbandale, and both games again at 5 o'clock, and they'll play two varsity games at Urbandale High School. Once again, from the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios, we have partly cloudy skies, 70 degrees, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and today it'll be partly to mostly sunny, less humidity, with a high of 90 degrees here in central Iowa.
All right, Mark, here we go. Mark, here we go.
Go ahead, John.
43 seconds, 14th pitch of the Anthony Rizzo at bat, all right? And this is it. So
this is from Friday afternoon's game.
Here it is. Now, the fans are on their feet here. You can hear my
Are
son.
You?
Oh, yeah. Here, Joseph, let's go.
Yeah, him and the other 40,000, sure.
Now, he stepped off the mound, so everyone's booing there because he wanted to quiet the crowd, but we're not going to be quiet here.
Crowd noise on the John Leonetti Show this morning,
here
folks.
Here comes the pitch. That's me.
Now, why do you don't have a voice this morning?
Here we go.
Rizzo.
There you go, baby. There you go.
That is a special moment in Cubs lore there. Especially with the Cardinals in
most pitches since the year 1900. Unbelievable at bat. Too far. Yeah,
that was quite an at bat. All right. Well, John, rest your voice. I know we'll talk to you tomorrow, as this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports, and Cubs clip on your Monday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen. And believe it or not, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are still active and free this morning as we continue with that drive. Coming in from the east to west, make sure to downtown. No issues, running pretty normal, about 7 minutes from both directions. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. We have lost all Cardinals fans here, so that's just kind of the way we roll, right? All right, let's go to our saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Today's saint had his life dramatized on stage in a play written by another saint. St. Albert Chmielewski today was born to a wealthy family in Poland. During a revolt against the Tsar of Russia, Albert was wounded and had to have a portion of his leg amputated. After that, Albert, in search of a livelihood that did not require both legs, traveled across Europe learning painting. However, when Albert returned home, he elected to enter the Franciscans and help the Brothers of the Third Order of St. Francis, Servants of the Poor. The Albertines, for short. They worked primarily with the homeless, depending completely on alms while serving the needy, regardless of age, religion, or politics. A community of Albertine sisters were eventually established later. After his death, a young Polish priest would take inspiration from his life and wrote a play entitled The Brother of Our God. Years later, that priest, now Pope St. John Paul II, would canonize St. Albert a saint. We ask today St. Albert Chmielewski to pray for us. Amen. And thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. Doc, we appreciate you, brother, and all you continue to do in serving your friends there in Limpopo, South Africa, and here in Iowa, blessmaninternational.org. That's blessmaninternational.org. More with Travis Shelton, our money guy, when we come back. Money doesn't buy happiness. What does? More with Travis right after this. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Monday, June 14th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Father Ken Halber celebrated a birthday yesterday. Father Halber is pastor of St. Luke Parish in Ankeny. We hope he had a great celebration. Also yesterday, Father Chris Pischut celebrated the anniversary of his priestly ordination. Thank you, Father, for answering your vocation call. There is a retreat coming up at the end of July focusing on the spirituality of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Come in person or through Zoom to the 6th Annual Ignatian Retreat sponsored by Emmaus House. Father Dan Credick will lead the retreat at St. Mary of Nazareth Parish. For more information or to register, go to theemmaushouse.org. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Hi, this is Jean Wells from Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. Join me on Tuesday mornings at 10 for topics that give us angst and bring the concern to the forefront. If you have questions, I'll find the answers. Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines or on the web at cindyschulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Storm Alert Weather is provided by Divine Treasures. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230.
Bielda Ken Construction.
Not going along with the crowd will help you stand out in the crowd. Builder Ken Construction proudly supports Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken Construction is a commercial general contractor providing pre-construction, estimating, and scheduling services through completion of construction. We can build projects ranging from tenant improvements and historical renovations to high-rise buildings. We build confidence. Learn more about the nearly 40 projects in the Des Moines metro area completed by Builder Ken Construction by visiting www.bdconstruct.com.
This is going to be a glorious unfolding. Just you wait.
Thanks for being a part of the show, friends. Back with Travis Shelton, professional financial coach, helping families and small businesses do this money stuff better. Do the money stuff better. I like that. Is that your tagline? Well, it should be.
No, I think my it's a good point. I think my tagline really is that money is never about money.
Yeah.
It's always about something bigger. And I think back to a guest you had a few weeks ago, Sam, with 14 kids.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how she did this money stuff and how they're dedicating part of their life to helping people. And as I was listening to her, she wasn't really talking about money. It was about something so much bigger.
Yeah, so much bigger here. And let's talk about our faith, because you were saying before, and you were citing these studies, you know, money doesn't buy happiness. And you know, you gave some of the things that do get us happy. Relationships, solid, meaningful relationships, meaningful work. What was the third one?
Generosity.
Generosity. Let's talk about that for a second. Is the generous person happier than the person that kind of hoards their money?
Always. Every single time.
Yeah.
I think there's something inside of us that changes when we exhibit generosity. And we were created by the most generous being ever.
Yeah.
And so we were created in his image. Of course, we were wired to be generous. It's just been, it's been cultured out of us over time, and we're told that money is going to make us happy, but generosity always wins. And so every time we're generous, we need to be sacrificially and joyfully generous. And when we are, it does change us every single time.
You're a professional financial coach, but you were saying to me off air, your job and really just the whole industry should not be focused on helping people get rich. That's not the goal.
Right? The goal should be rich if we think that's what's going to make us happy and we think that's the win. But the win isn't to be rich. The win is to live with meaning and purpose. And so I think we just need to turn this thing on its head and look at it from a different perspective, that the goal shouldn't be to become wealthy. The goal should be to live a rich, meaningful life.
Yeah. So your idea of rich is not millions of dollars in the bank account, but your idea of rich is meaningful and spiritual.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we do this as Christians, right? I mean, how do we do it? What's the first step? For someone listening now saying, I like this, and I want this, and I've been so money-focused for so long and saving, what can they do? What are some of the, just one step in front of the other? What steps can they take today?
I think at the most foundational level, we need to recognize that everything we have belongs to God. And it's easy for us to say everything is God's, and then we say, well, except for my money, I earned that.
Mm.
I earned my money. That's mine. But if we really take a step back and recognize it's all God's, it has to change everything. And when it does, it can open us up to an entirely different world. And that starts with looking at our income and looking at our job and asking ourselves, why are we in this job? When I wake up every day, am I excited for what I'm about to do? And if I'm not, why? Because often it's because we're pursuing that next paycheck, that next bonus, that next promotion, when we should be pursuing meaning. And I think for most of us, if 70% of Americans dislike or hate their job, we've done it wrong.
Is that the number?
That's the number.
Wow.
And that number does not discriminate with Christians. It doesn't. And that's sad that 7 out of 10 Americans get up and they either tolerate or hate what they're about to do today.
Can you change that without changing your job?
Some can.
Yeah.
I think some can. I think some can see their job maybe just through a different lens and recognize there is blessing in these jobs. And so I think for some, yes, but some need to be doing something totally different.
Mm.
Some people hate what they do, but that paycheck is alluring. And the higher that paycheck gets, the harder it is to leave. And I felt that.
You knew it. I mean, you experienced this. This isn't a guy that's just kind of saying it and hasn't lived it. I mean, you cut 90% of your income 2 years ago to try to help people in this field. I mean, was this scary for you? It had to be.
This is the scariest thing ever.
And you had twins.
I had twin toddlers at the time. My wife stayed at home with them, so all the income was me.
Who was fighting you? Was anyone pushing back? Like, don't do this, Travis. You're fine. You've got things going strong.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody pushes back, and everybody has something to say, and I get it, and I try to give grace. But what I recognized in that journey, and I think everyone has those people all around them, it's not about you. It's more about them than it is about you. It's about their fears, their jealousy, their regrets, maybe some of their failings. And we're all human. And so even the people that love us, that are criticizing us and telling us not to do it, there's something going on in their lives, in their heart. And so I think we need to give them a little bit of grace and recognize that as we're trying to figure out what's best for us, because we have to live with the consequences of our decisions, not them.
Was this primarily because you weren't happy in your job?
That's the thing. I was happy in my job.
Really?
I really enjoyed what I did. I just felt the call. I just felt this profound call to do something else. And I tried to ignore it for a few years. And my wife was a few years ahead of me in this. And she would push me every year to make this jump. And I couldn't do it.
So she wasn't fighting you?
No.
She was
all in.
My goodness. That had to make things a little bit easier.
Changed everything. I mean, if I didn't have her on the same page with me, even further ahead than me, I don't think I could have done it. That would have created a ton of stress and tension in the marriage. But my wife was light years ahead of me, but it was hard.
Sarah is her name.
Sarah.
She listening?
I hope so.
Sarah, you sound like a wonderful woman. That is incredible to have that kind of support and can do wonders here. Why? They say that money is the number one cause of divorce. Is that true?
I think it is.
I've heard it.
I think it is. I think it's because money is never about money. Money is always about something bigger. And the unfortunate truth about money is that it leaks into everything. Mm. It leaks into our marriage, and it leaks into our friendships, and our workplace, and in our church, and our volunteering. It leaks into everywhere. And so when we have tension in our money, we happen to have tension everywhere. And so it's inevitable that money will cause that in our own marriage if we don't get ourselves right.
Years ago, I was sitting with a friend, and he said to me, just randomly, this was many years ago, and it's never left me, and he said, what's your relationship with money like? And I thought, I've never thought about that before, because it is a relationship, right, that you have with money. And it just like any relationship, personal relationship with someone, it can be very unhealthy, or it can be very healthy. And the unhealthier it gets, the more it's toxic, and as you said, leaks into everything, and then just pollutes everything else in our lives, right? I mean, that's at the core. If we can get a hold of this and see it through the lens of our faith, and not see it in a sense of that I'm serving it, because that's the issue, right? When money becomes the God, mm-hmm. but rather allow the money to serve not just us, but the people around us and the organizations that we love and the things and causes that we're passionate about as Christians, man. Life changes, things open up, and I don't know. I just feel like, you know, that's the life we all want.
Yeah, I love that, and I think that's so spot on, because if we truly believe it all belongs to God, then what better way to serve our God than to use what He's blessed us with to impact the world? And I think some of us treat it as if 10% is God's, if we believe in the tithe, 10% is God's and 90% is ours, and I think that's so short-sighted. We should be generous. We should give. It's give to churches, give to organizations, give to people in need. But that other money that we don't give, that's still God's. And if we remember that and we act as though that is true, it changes the relationship that we have with it.
You know, I have many failings in my life, as my listeners readily know. You know, one of the things I was most proud about was my 8-year-old son. Let me brag on him for a second, because he had a nickel in his pocket, and passed a homeless man in Chicago and put that nickel on in his cup. And he said, "Dad, that's all I had." You know, and it reminds me of the gospel right there, right? The widow's mite. She had two pennies, and that's all she gave, but that's all she had. So what you're saying, you don't have to be wealthy. Oh, well, Travis, I don't have millions of dollars to give away. Do you have a few dollars? Right? I mean, everyone can live a generous life. This isn't just for people that have a ton of money. I don't think that's what you're saying.
Totally. I love that. I love that story, and totally affirm that in him, that it's not about dollar amount. My one of my mentors always says, Travis, God isn't keeping score. It's about being joyful and sacrificial in our giving. In 5 cents, was sacrificial to him. And I'm a youth group leader, and my youth group kids, when I watch them be generous, that the amount they're giving may not be a lot, but that's sacrificial in their world at their level. And that's what matters, because if we can be sacrificial with a little, we will grow to become sacrificial with a lot. And it's really hard to start becoming sacrificial later when there is a lot. But to give a nickel or to have a high school kid buy a coffee for somebody, that's sacrificial at their level, and they can grow in their generosity through that.
You can just tell you are so passionate about this. Are you Italian?
No.
Well, you talk with your hands, I'll tell you that. And that's what we do. I've had a duck over here with Travis this whole time. But you are passionate. You could tell. You bleed this, man. You are a professional financial coach. You're not trying to make people rich. You're trying to help people find meaning in their lives, as you've said over and over again. What that meaning is in relationships, in their relationships with their money, most certainly. Do you have a website, something I can give out there?
Well, yeah, I mean, TravisShelton.com, but then also our Meaning Over Money podcast. We're really leaning into a lot of these topics, and we just hope it adds value to people's lives. And it's something that we found that we love, my business partner and I love to do, and it's become a really fun thing for us.
Meaning Over Money podcast is out there, and TravisShelton.com. Travis, thanks for coming on, man. This was great segments.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Really good stuff. Good radio. And he's got a great passion, folks. Make sure to check that out, TravisShelton.com. Thanks for tuning in here on this Monday. We'll be back on live from the Mercy One studio tomorrow on that Tuesday. In the meantime, Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us, protect us all from evil, and bring us all to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for tuning in today, friends. I am John Leonetti. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known.
Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.